America Weekend.
Roland Smith here with Carl Sabatino. This is Smith Sabatino, and we thank you for being with us.
We do, and thank you so much for joining us. Roland,
are you talking to me, or are you talking to all of the folks out
there? All of the
there?
Folks who are out there, thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. And
I thought you were talking to just me.
Well, I thank you for stopping by and getting on the microphone.
No, I'm always here. Don't you realize this?
Well, Chris is always here, and so is Francis.
What you can't see out there in listening land is that we have Francis and Chris in the control room.
Yes.
Who make sure that Carl does not go off on a tangent that he normally goes off on.
They keep me under control.
They do.
But what we have right now is my, we did last week, we did our nonfiction picks for reading in this great summertime, catching up on our reading. I want to use it, reading joy, because I'm a reader, an avid reader, as you know I am. And I have the New York Times bestseller selection in front of me, and I have my picks off of that. And one negative pick, I want to talk about that. The first one is The Heist by Daniel Silva. This is a book you got to read. If you want some joy on the beach and you're just relaxing, it's an art restorer and occasional spy for the Israeli Secret Service. Must track down a famous missing painting by Caravaggio. You know how much of an art buff I am. This is a remarkable book. Mm-hmm. It's about finding a Caravaggio. And I am an avid Baroque lover of Baroque art. And Caravaggio, in my opinion, runs to the top of that list. The Heist by Daniel Silva. It's a Harper Row book. You've got to buy this. This will keep you enthralled. I read it cover to cover in 2 nights.
Really?
Not much to my wife's dismay, but I did. The Invisible by James Patterson. James Patterson and David Ellis. What a combination. They write an extraordinary. They have crafted the ability to be able to keep your attention in a novel. This is a story about a former FBI researcher who finds a link between scores of apparently unconnected, unresolved cases. And it's done interestingly. It's done intelligently. A great read. Invisible. It's produced. It's distributed by Little and Brown. Good publishing company. And a negative for you, by the way. I'm disappointed. I happen to be a Stephen King. I love reading Stephen King. His books are much better than movies or television. And this one, Mr. Mercedes, is a disappointment for the summer. I had to put it down. A driver plows into a crowd, killing 8. The killer then taunts a suicidal ex-cop who must stop another deadlier killer. And it got to be a bit much. It had none of the writing, if you will, the edge that Stephen King always brought to these remarkable books. And again, the books are always better than the motion pictures, always. Continuing on, a read you must have, written in my own heart's blood by Diana Gabaldon. It's by Delacorte. Jamie Fraser and his family face challenges in the 18th and 20th centuries. It's a time lapse book, a wonderful read, good for the beachside, and The Invitation of Wings by Simone Kidd, great, by Viking, a wealthy Charleston girl who will grow up to be an abolitionist, is given a slave for her 11th birthday, remarkable for its place in time, a remarkable read, The Invention of Wings by Simone Kidd. Do read it. It's a great summer read. Great summer read.
How did you do as a child with the Dick and Jane series?
I didn't like them, believe it or not. I found myself reading things that were much older than my age, but I never liked them. I never liked reading children's books when I was a kid.
You know, I was trying to be facetious.
I know you were, but I never liked them anyway.
But you come up with this very serious answer. I never liked them.
I never did. I never did. And my mother always said to me, read what's your age. And I said, Mom, never liked them.
Hmm. Well, did you read the Hardy Boys as a kid?
Yes, and I liked those. Because they were interesting and they were fun.
Did you read Nancy Drew?
Yes. I loved the whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
And she solved it all the time. I was always amazed by that. I'm always amazed by you, Roland Smith, and Carl Sabatino. This is Smith Sabatino, and we're back. America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, new arrival at Sturgis.
We just got in town yesterday, so we thought we'd check out the sights downtown. Hopefully before it gets a little bit too crowded, but it's a great day. Great time so far. Thrilled to be here. It's been 3 years and ready to have a good time for the whole week.
Today on American Biker Minute, brought to you by Dish Network. $24.99 a month for a year with free installation, free HD for life, and free HD video recorder. Order now, get a free premium channel for 3 months. 800-241-9495. Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Tough enough to bend a horse shoe.
Female bikers, they're pretty tough. We ran into a female biker. She's pretty tough, you know. You don't mess with them. A lot of tattoos on her, and just, you know, she looked tough. You got to give her some respect, you know. She's on a big Harley. And Sundance, Wyoming. She was yelling at two other guys. She had to be pretty tough at doing that. And they were pretty big bikers, too. So, had to show them respect, you know.
Hell yeah!
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Would you like to become a millionaire? According to the authors of The Millionaire Next Door, you can.
The key to financial success is behavior. Grow your wealth by following these habits of the rich.
Save. Millionaires save an average of 20% of their income and spend as little as they can.
Stick to a budget. They know their annual spending on everything from food to major expenses, and they constantly review their budget.
Create financial goals. Wealthy people plan their future wealth strategy.
Minimize major expenses. They live in the same house and tend to live modestly.
Act like a millionaire to become one. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com. Are you an inventor? If you have an invention or idea you want to patent and bring to market, call InventHelp now. They have all the information you need for free. Call 1-800-419-3996. That's 800-419-3996.